This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, November 30th. Well, pretty good pummeling yesterday in the wheat space as we prepared for First Notice Day and the announcement by Australia that their wheat production would be a record this year. So that was quite a surprise to the trade, especially considering all the harvest issues they've been having. But their government agency put out a production report pegging their wheat, total wheat production at 34.4 million tons, which is up about 3 million tons over USDA's last estimate at 31.5. It also surpasses by a significant amount last year's record crop of 33 million tons. So this was a pretty big surprise to the trade, and that was part of the pressure that we saw yesterday. And of course, part of it too is COVID. Nobody really knows what's coming out of left field there. Although the financial markets were fairly strong yesterday, it just was not enough to help the wheat space. So the wheat market kind of feeding on itself once it started to break. It really was just a consistent sell throughout the day. The night session, we're getting more follow through on that, where we're down another, 19 cents and to close off the night session. But that's only a couple cents off the low. So another pretty good day of reckoning here across the grain space in general. We got beans down 13, corns down 7, and both of those markets were under pressure yesterday as well, right along with the wheat space. You know, it's not a complete wipeout. Wheat is taking most of the selling, and it's of course it took out that support that we saw on Friday with the sharply lower open on Friday, but then we snapped back. And then we gapped higher first thing Monday morning. Things looked good, coming out of the night session. But boy, once the day session opened yesterday, the selling was just everywhere. And again, part of that was the Australian report and also kind of position squaring for First Notice Day. So today's First Notice, wheat, Kansas City had zero deliveries, and Chicago had 1,054, which is a pretty high number considering the tightness of wheat stocks in general. So that was some of the pressure in the space yesterday as well. Egypt putting out a tender over the weekend. They bought a very strong 600,000 tons yesterday, all of it from the Black Sea. They took 240,000 from Romania, 240 from Russia, and 120 from Ukraine. Prices ranged up from $376 CIF to $379. And that would have put it at about 351 to 354 on a FOB basis. That is up about $4 from their last purchase on November 17th. Crop condition ratings yesterday afternoon, 44% good to excellent. That's unchanged on the week. Poor to very poor at 23%. That is up 1 on the week. And that's the last report that we're going to get from USDA for this season. So we're going into dormancy, kind of mixed, really. 44% is okay. It's not great, but it's okay. But it's that 23% poor to very poor that's kind of a little bit alarming. But you can't put too much into that. A couple good, nice, timely rains in the spring, and you're off to the races. It's worth noting, however, that dryness has been, persistent across the southern plains and up into the central plains. It's mostly the southern plains and the southwest. And of course, with La Nina, the tendency is to create dry conditions in the south and southwest and the southern plains. So we'll see. It most likely will stay that way. The longer range forecast suggests that that will remain the case through the winter. It just depends on what happens during the spring. La Nina certainly is having an impact on Australia, where we've talked quite a bit about the heavy rains on mature wheat that is clearly creating some quality damage. Abares didn't seem to take that much into account when they projected record wheat production. So we'll see where that takes us, but certainly quality is being affected, and I would think that by now you're starting to see some quantity declines as well. So far, La Nina has not had much of an impact on Argentina and Brazil. Argentina's had some timely rains. They're getting their row crops off to a good start. Seeding conditions are good, so that looks fine. Southern Brazil has actually been a little dry, not critical yet, but certainly starting to show up on our radar that Some dry conditions are developing in the south. In the central and northern part of Brazil, it's too much rain. But longer range forecast for the next couple weeks as we move into December, they are calling for generally dry conditions across Argentina and southern Brazil. So that would continue that pattern. And that's kind of what the climatologists have been suggesting anyway from La Nina. Most of that dryness would show up in Dec-Jan, which of course is right during the major growing season for corn and beans for them. So we'll see where that goes, but if that materializes, that does have a notable impact on production from South America, and that's going to be, I think, bullish for especially corn, but probably beans as well. But beans not as much, simply because the central and northern part of Brazil, which is heavy bean country, they look good. And I would think at this point there's enough to carry that crop through, at least for average yields. So the dryness really we're focusing on is Argentina, southern Brazil, and it's enough of an area of production that it would certainly affect the market. So we're going to open under some pressure today. We'll see where we go, but you know, quite often we get turns on the first of the month. Of course, that's tomorrow. Kind of thought it'd be a high, but obviously that's not going to be the case. So we'll just have to see where this kind of shakes out. But the bull market is still intact. Obviously, we're going to have a little bit more production on the market from Australia. But again, you got to wonder about quality. And if that's the case, it does come back to Kansas City and Minneapolis, which would be where the market would have to go if it's going to get milling grade supplies. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.